Chapter 3. Hinnaker the Shoemaker. The Grand Duke's second son made his first public appearance on the occasion of his christening. This festivity aroused the same interest in the country as always attached to happenings within the royal family circle. It took place after weeks of discussion and research as to the manner of its arrangement. It was held in the court church by the president of the church council, Dom Wislesenus, with all the due ceremonial, and in public to the extent that the Lord Marshal's office, by the prince's orders, had issued invitations to it to every class of society. Herr von Buhl zu Buhl, a courtly ritualist of the greatest circumspection and accuracy, in his full-dress uniform, superintended, with the help of two masters of ceremonies, the whole of the intricate proceedings. The gathering of the princely guests in the gala rooms, the solemn procession in which they, attended by pages and chamberlains, walked up the staircase of Heinrich the Luxurious, and through a covered passage into the church, the entry of the spectators from the highest to the lowest, the distribution of the seats, the observance of due decorum during the religious service itself, the order of precedence at the congratulations which took place directly after the service was ended. He panted and puffed, squirmed, brandished his staff, smiled dramatically, and bowed while retreating backwards. The court church was decorated with plants and tapestries. In addition to the representatives of the nobility attached to the court and the landed aristocracy, and to the greater and lesser ranks of the civil service, merchants, country folk, and simple workmen filled the pews, their hearts full of exalted feelings. In a half-circle of crimson velvet armchairs in front of the altar sat the relations of the infant, foreign royalty acting as godfathers and godmothers, or the representatives of others who had been unable to attend in person. The assemblage at the christening of the heir apparent 6 years before had not been more distinguished.